The big issue with the one on the back road is it's now a flat pedestrian crossing, and traffic coming up to us, sometimes they don't even stop when people go to cross it. So it is welcome. There's more safety works than looked at in Curry Village also. And I do know that coming into Tubbercurry, after you pass the North Connacht College, that there is an issue of speeding there for people coming out of that junction and actually Conley Park estate that was newly developed. And when you come down to just the corner of coming into the town on the top, beside the top filling station, there is also pedestrian crossing there, but it's not good enough. Like, we have all the councillors in the municipal area of Ballymore Tubbercurry have looked for that one to be raised as well, because the speed needs to stop coming around that corner, because people are crossing and there's a business across the road from it. Safety works have to be looked at there, another speed ramp put into it, because you are coming into a town, and a busy town at that.
Now, obviously, it's important for people to have their say as part of these proposals, and that's why the council have issued that call. Would you expect any people to be, local residents, to be potentially in opposition to any of these plans?
I don't think so, but you never know. Look, at it's open to public consultation. Look, at this is it's welcome improvement work to be done on a busy road coming in, because it's a straight coming in on then 17 into an 80 kilometre, then to 50, and carers do not abide by it. So you have a busy football field, traffic in and out most of the day, especially in the evening times, weekends when there's games on, and a state on the right as you're approaching Tubbercurry, and a state on the left and a creche. So, like, these are safety works. That pedestrian crossing raised one needs to go in between the two estates and down further then at the back road, as I mentioned. The traffic don't even really abide to the one that's there. So when this is a raised pedestrian crossing, they'll only go over it once or twice and they will obey it the following time, you know.
Would you see these safety improvement works, Councillor Gallagher, as positive but a drop in the ocean of what's needed to improve safety on the N17?
Oh, definitely. This is safety works in Tubbercurry. This isn't safety works. The N17 we know is not fit for purpose, and I've been saying that for as long now, even before I was elected. The N17 is pushing on, we'd say, with the bypasses of Tubbercurry and Charlestown. People aren't happy about that, but this is the process. The archaeological test and topographical tests and all that, would say, that need to be carried out in surveys, they are all being continued to be done from Tubbercurry down to Ballinacarro. But these are safety work for people and tourists and visitors for Tubbercurry. The business is in Tubbercurry, so on my side, it's welcome. But we all know that the N17 is a priority that needs to be done, a state-of-the-art dual carriageway from Knock to Sligo.